Good morning, everyone. My name is Joel. I'll be reading the next section, Luke chapter 23, verses 32 to 46. Is there any children in the room? I need your help in case you want to come and join us in the front. Later on, you will help me with a few things. Come, please, to join us in the front. So Luke chapter 23, verses 32 to 46. Two other men, both criminals, were also led out with him to be executed. When they came to the place called the Skull, they crucified him there along with the criminals, one on the right and the other on his left. Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And they divided up his clothes by casting lots. The people stood watching, and the rulers even sneered at him. They said, "He saved others. Let him save himself, if he is God's Messiah, the chosen one." The soldiers also came up and mocked him. They offered him wine and vinegar and said, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourselves." There was a written notice about him which read, "This is the King of the Jews." One of the criminals who hung there hurled insults at him. "Aren't you the Messiah? Save yourself and save us." But the other criminal rebuked him. "Don't you fear God," he said, "since you are under the same sentence? We are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Jesus answered him, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." It was now about noon, and darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m, for the sun stopped shining and the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Jesus called out with a loud voice, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." When he had said this, he breathed his last and died. This is the word of the Lord. Okay, thanks, children, for joining us in the front. I'm going to show you some pictures. If you can help me tell who that these people are. So, ask Aniola to put the first picture. So, can anyone tell me? Okay, yeah. Firefighter. Well done, firefighter, yes. So, in what way does a firefighter help us? Yeah? Yeah, when there is a fire, the firefighter help us. Very good. Thank you. And then the next picture. So anyone tell me who's this? Yeah? It is a lifeguard. Thank you. And how does the lifeguard help us? When we were drowning in water, the lifeguard can help us. Very good. Very good. And we have one more picture. Well done, children. You're helping as well. Can anyone identify who this is? Yeah, it's a car mechanic or car engineer. In what way do they help us? Yeah, if your mommy or daddy have a car, it broke down, they can come and help to fix the car. So yeah, we looked at firemen. They help us when there is a fire. Lifeguard, when we are falling in the water, they help us. And car mechanics, they can help us when our car is broken down. Today we call it as a Good Friday. We are looking at the theme of Good Friday. We call it good because Jesus came and died on a cross so that he can help us. That's what we are looking at today. Jesus came to help us. I think in the next slide we can see. We are looking at this chapter 23 where we see Jesus helped a man to go to heaven. King Jesus was able to help him on the cross. That's what we're looking at today. So in Luke chapter 23, the religious leaders have arrested Jesus and have brought him before Pilate. As we read, Pilate was a Roman leader. They brought him to Pilate because Pilate has the power to put someone to death in the first century Israel. However, Jesus had not done any wrong. Pilate did not want to kill Jesus, as we read. So he sends him to another official called Herod's. So this is Pilate, and then he sends him to Herod's. But Herod's treated Jesus badly. He didn't treat him kindly. But then he also finds out Jesus has not done anything wrong, so he sends him back to Pilate. Pilate wanted to release Jesus because he thinks that he doesn't think Jesus has done any wrong. Now Herod also thinks Jesus has not done any wrong. What is the point in doing anything to Jesus? So he doesn't want to kill Jesus. So we see in verse 15 and 16, which I will read for you. Verse 15 and 16, Pilate says, "Neither has Herod seen anything wrong, for he has sent him back to us. As you can see, he has done nothing to deserve death. Therefore, I will punish him and then release him." Pilate is trying hard to release Jesus. And then the Jewish religious leaders were not very happy for Jesus to be released. So just to make the religious leaders happy, Pilate decided to do the wrong thing of killing someone who has done nothing wrong. Pilate allowed Jesus to be put to death on a cross, which we read in verse 32 and 33. I'll read it for you. So there were two criminals. They were led out with him to be executed. Along with Jesus, they came to the place called Skull, and they crucified him there along with the criminals, one on the right and one on the left. So yeah, I have some boats which Rob has kindly given me, where we can have all the three crosses. So you have a criminal number one on one side. And then we have Jesus in the middle. And we have another criminal on the other side of Jesus. And then in verse 38, we can see that it's written on top of Jesus' cross. So Jesus in the middle. On top of Jesus' cross, it is written, "He is the King of the Jews." So we can see that, So you can see that on the PowerPoint slide as well. And they've also written something on top of, in the next slide. Oh yeah, so they have written "King of the Jews." So if you stop and think about it, Pilate and the Jewish religious leaders have put Jesus on the cross like he's a criminal. They have treated him just like this criminal and the other criminal. They have put him on a cross for him to die. But actually, Jesus said he was a king. Not only over the Jews, but he said he's a king over everyone in this world. A lot of people believed him as well. Jesus, the king, also had a lot of power. He healed people who were sick by speaking a word. Jesus also made blind people see again. He even made dead people come back to life. He was such a powerful king. He was a king and he was a very powerful king. Why did then this powerful King Jesus decide to stay on that cross? So that's what we're going to look at next. And we are thinking about, it's like a puzzle. There's a lot of things we don't understand in this passage. Why such a powerful king decides to stay on the cross? But Luke has given some clues to understand this puzzle. And with those clues, we will try to understand how Jesus helped us on the cross. But before that, I want to ask the children to help me a little bit. I have some balls here. Anyone wants to stand there? Anyone wants to volunteer? Oh yeah, you could stand there. And others, what I want you to do is, I'll put some balls down. All the others could come here. What you should do is, you hold this for me, please. I'll give you 1 minute, and I want you to bring all the balls and put it inside. Want you to help us to put all the balls back in within a minute. Okay, ready, steady, go. Excellent. Well done. It's all done. Thank you. Thanks for helping, putting all the balls in. So yeah, it's thanks children for helping. So we are still thinking on the idea of Jesus came to die on a cross to help us. So we're going to look a little bit more on how he helped us. So now we see these two are criminals. They're bad people. They have done bad things. So I'm just going to put these signs in here. These two have done wrong things. But as we saw before, Jesus has done nothing wrong. Pilate said that. Herod couldn't find anything wrong. He was someone good. So I put this good in here. So like I mentioned, this story of why Jesus, who was a powerful king, decided to stay on the cross. It's a bit like a puzzle. But Luke, the writer of this book, has given some clues for us to understand why Jesus, the king, chose to die on the cross. So you see in verse 34, we see the Roman soldiers are casting a lot of lots to divide Jesus' garments. So before they put Jesus on the cross, the soldiers have taken the clothes off Jesus, and they are now trying to decide who gets Jesus' clothes. Luke mentions this incident. This event is also mentioned in Psalms 22. So many hundreds of years ago, even before Jesus came, in the Bible it's mentioned, when Jesus comes into this world and dies, people will do this to him. It is no accident. So Luke, the writer, is pointing out what's happening on the cross to Jesus. It's God's plan for Jesus to die on the cross. So through the Roman soldiers, we see that it's God's plan unfolding on the cross for Jesus. Then in verse 35, Luke was pointing out another thing. He's giving another clue for help us to understand why Jesus is on the cross. And there is people in the crowd in verse 35. They say, he saved others, let him save himself. Like we said, Jesus was such a powerful king. He was healing people, he was making blind people see, he was making dead people come back to life. But why is he not saving himself? Surely there should be a reason. And Luke gives the reason why Jesus did not save himself. And he does that by talking about these two criminals. There's one criminal on the right of Jesus and one on the left. And they are hanging in the cross. And we see in verse 39, this criminal starts to talk. In verse 39, if you can see, he says, one of the criminals who hung hurled insults at him. He says, aren't you the Messiah? Save yourself and us. So he's on the cross, he wants to get out of the cross, stay alive, and he thinks, how can Jesus do that? He is a powerful king, he can do that if he comes out of the cross. So he's bossing Jesus around, he's treating him like a servant. He said, are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us. He's not treating Jesus like a king. He's ordering Jesus and telling him what to do. Come down from the cross. Save yourself. You also save me from the cross. He was not treating Jesus as king of everything. This is a terrible thing to do. The Bible says that it's a wrong thing to do. Not to treat Jesus as king. Not to treat God as God. The Bible says that it's not just a thief on the cross. We all do that. We don't treat God as God. We all expect God to do something to get better grades in school, deal with our financial situation, to get better health, or we pray at certain times for certain relationships to work in a certain way, and we get frustrated, and we don't treat God as God. We know that deep down in our hearts, but we don't at times even confess to God that we have done wrong. We don't say we have done sin. I'm sorry, I haven't treated you as God. We just mock him. We just want God to be our servant. But that is what makes criminal number two in this chapter remarkable. So we see this criminal number two. What does he say in verse 40 and 41 if you look down? But the other criminal rebuked him. He said, "Don't you fear God?" He said, "Since you are under the same sentence, we are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve. But this man has done nothing wrong." So he's saying, this criminal is not treating Jesus like his servant, like the other criminal did. He treated Jesus like a king, who he really was. He acknowledged what is true about Jesus. He said this is true about Jesus, that he's a good man who is dying on a cross. He has not done anything wrong. And then he acknowledged what is true about him. He said, "This is true about me. I have done wrong. I'm not a good man. I have done wrong." And then he went on to ask for help from King Jesus, which we see in verse 42. He says, "Jesus, remember me when you come in your kingdom." This is the reason why Jesus stayed on the cross. He did not do anything wrong. He was a good person. Pilate and the Herods could not find anything wrong about Jesus. But Jesus chose to die on a cross. The criminal turns to Jesus to find a place in heaven, in Jesus' kingdom. And Jesus was able to do a swap, as we looked in the Bible, some of our songs. So because Jesus was good, he now makes this man good. And he takes this man's sin on him. And that's why he could say in verse 42, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." Jesus has taken the punishment that bad people deserve on the cross. This criminal has asked for help from Jesus and was seen as a good person in God's eyes. No more he will be rejected by God. He will be accepted. And Jesus promises even that day God will accept him. He will be one of those being with Jesus forever in his kingdom. And then in verse 46 we see Jesus die. Then he also rose back to life. If you come on Sunday, we will look together how Jesus' resurrection is helpful for us. But today we are looking at how Jesus dying on the cross is going to help us. Why didn't Jesus escape the cross but chose to die? So he could help bad people find a place in his kingdom. It was because he wants to help us. Just like a fireman or a car mechanic or a lifeguard or like the children who really helped to get the balls, Jesus also died on a cross so that he could help us. Where do you see yourself in this story? Do you see yourself as someone in the crowd, thinking to yourself, "Jesus, from the story, looks like such a weak person. He could not even save himself. He's dying a miserable death. And you feel sorry for him. Is that you?" Or do you see yourself like this criminal who ordered Jesus around? "Come on, Jesus. If only you could help me with my studies or my toys. Then I could think about you. Right now it's not time to think about you." Or you're going to be like this criminal. Do you see yourself as like this criminal? Who are saying, if you're someone who is here today and you're saying to yourself, "Yes, I can now see that Jesus is a powerful, good king. I can relate to what the criminal said. I am not a good boy or I'm not a good girl. Yes, I need help from Jesus. And if you're convinced from this Bible passage that you need help from Jesus, and you're asking help from Him, then the Bible teaches that Jesus would say, don't worry that you are a bad person. I can help you. I have died for you on the cross for a reason. Today, I can offer you a place in heaven. That's what we as Christians sing about. That's what we confess, that God came as a man to die on a cross so that He can help us. We'll stop there and I think I'll pray and then we will sing one more song. Shall we pray? Father, we thank You for You coming down to this world as a man and dying on a cross and making this swap for sinners like us. You took the punishment for us so that we could be a good person in the sight of God. Help us to know You, Lord, better as we walk towards You, towards that eternal kingdom that You have offered us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.